electric fields with One Milkali. I think it stands for One Blood, and that is Australia's entry in Eurovision 2024. I think the didgeridoo might have given away the fact that that was an Australian song. Just a reminder, the Eurovision 2024, in which Australia is an invited participant. I still don't really know why, but perhaps you're having a party this weekend, and that's the song to listen for if you want to vote for the Aussies. Clearly, our most travelled reporter, Carolyn Jasinski, recently kept to her own backyard, but she opted not to take her own RV out onto the Dubber roads of outback South Australia. She was invited to hop aboard an Outback Spirit Mercedes-Benz four-wheel drive touring coach. So that's a good start, going bush in a Benz. But this tour is all-inclusive. It takes 10 days, and our intrepid reporter took one for the team. She covered some iconic destinations in her home state. And here's her report, which includes a great chat with guides Darren and Janine Whale.
I'm sitting in an Outback Spirit bus. It's a luxurious bus. And we have gone, we're almost finished our 10-day tour through Outback South Australia. And I'm with our two guides, guide and driver. They're a team, Darren and Janine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. These guys have led us and driven us through some of the most remote areas, rugged areas you can imagine. And this is another one of those trips where you're really thankful you're not in your own vehicle, because we've gone down the Oodnadatta track and some outback roads where you could get through with a two-wheel drive car, but you wouldn't want to be that owner of that car at the end of it. How far have we gone, Darren?
2,600 kilometres.
Right.
That's from Adelaide back to Adelaide.
That's right. So we started in Adelaide, went up the expressway, Northern Expressway, and we headed out through former farming land, which is now being sold off parts of it for housing estates, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
And we headed further to Port Augusta. This is a very brief synopsis of where we've gone.
Yeah.
Port Augusta to the...
Through to Wilpena Pound.
That's right.
Yep.
And our first taste of the outback was at Woodlata Outback Centre.
That's right, Port Augusta.
That was really interesting. I'd never been in there before, so it was really good to go there. I've done a lot of the outback in SA before. I'm a huge fan, but I've had my eyes open to some amazing stuff.
Yeah, little snippets of all the bush. Bit of interest for everybody.
It is. And the really good thing is when you're sitting in a bus of 26 people, all from different areas, I guess you'd say, and socioeconomic levels, it's really lovely to see what impresses people and hear that. So I love the bush. I wouldn't want to live in the bush, but I love seeing it. And it's been interesting to see all the different kinds of people. Some are, you know, super rich people, some are retired people who've saved for this trip of a lifetime, and they're all loving it for different reasons, aren't they?
Yeah. We find a lot of people forget about South Australia and tour a lot of the other Outback Spirit tours.
Yes.
And then when they come on to this particular tour that we've just completed, love it. They didn't realise that how much the Outback was...
That happened when a lot of people had credits after COVID. They couldn't get on other tours and they wanted to use these credits. And it's like, oh, I can get on Outback SA or the Eyre Peninsula. Mm. And then they're, oh, my God, why haven't we done this before? Because they just love it. We had someone get really emotional on our final night and said they didn't believe how much South Australia had to offer.
I've heard that a lot. And I've also heard people say, I had no idea it was this vast.
Mm. Yeah. Very vast.
We have done a huge loop and we've, like you said, Wilpena Pound, we started, that was our first real outback taste, I guess. And that feels like the heart of the Flinders Ranges and the heart of the outback.
Mm.
But then the next day we go further into Arkaroola and that then just, it's so amazing, it's immense.
Yeah, and it's a pretty special spot.
It is, and we did the Ridgetop Tour. Now, I've wanted to do this
Knuckle Ridgetop Tour.
Yeah, absolutely, White Knuckle Ridgetop Tour. I've always wondered when you get to the top of those ridges, does it flatten out to a, you know, like a Mesa tabletop? But no,
no,
it's not. It's actually ridgetop, and we're driving in, it's like a safari vehicle.
Yeah.
We're squished in, five aside, and you're facing each other.
For a reason.
Thankfully, you're squished in because it makes it really comfortable and you get thrown around a lot less. You actually don't get thrown around.
No.
It's cackle-inducing fun.
It is.
It was so beautiful. And every time we stopped, there were just layer upon layer of ranges going off into the distance and fading off into these gorgeous lavender colours. And everybody around is just, you know, the cameras are snapping madly.
Yeah.
We finished that, and that night we spent the night at Akarul, and we had the Cosmos experience.
Yes, with Alex.
Flamboyant Alex.
Alex, he is just a bundle of excitement.
He is.
He's so good. He's an astrophysicist at 24.
Yeah.
And he's telling us all about nebulas and galaxies, and, you know, if you're not into astrology, you will be after you see that. And we met Doug Sprigg, who owns Akarula, and heard all about the Ediacara fossils.
Yep.
So fossils of the first life forms on the Earth. Planet.
Yep.
So my job on this trip is to find South Australia's outback spirit and what's the essence of it. So I wondered when we first started, am I going to find it in the Flinders Ranges, you know, 650 million year old ranges? You get to Akarula, and that doubles and triples. It's unfathomable, the ages that they talk about. And then I thought, was it going to be found in the drive, you know, heading out on these tracks that only explorers went out on? Yep, you find it there.
We found some fossils in Ratchina Gorge.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we stopped in the creek bed and found the fossils and looked at that. So you guys are great because you know exactly where to look. If I was driving on my own through there, I have to be well equipped in a four-wheel drive, but I might miss half of that stuff. So it's really good to have you guys showing us exactly where to go, where to stop, where to look. It's been really interesting.
I found some yellow-footed rock wallabies, but that was a bit elusive because it was quite windy, so they don't like wind.
Absolutely.
But we still found them.
But we went to your two favourite spots where you've seen them before, and we found them. And then we found more at Akarula.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're so beautiful. Yeah. Really, really gorgeous. So what we're seeing on the way is only part of it.
Yeah.
The commentary that you guys give is really interesting. And then the food is pretty amazing. The accommodation is hilarious. It's very high-end in a rugged outback kind of way. When you head to the outback, you don't expect to have five-star rooms and things, but what you're lacking in, you know, turned down services, you're gaining in quirky.
Yeah,
it's the quirky that just, it makes everybody smile, and they forget that they're not getting, you know, butler services and that sort of stuff. I think luxury is defined by what you experience, not what's given to you. So yeah, it's been again another favorite part of the trip. Yeah. The food's been amazing. We haven't stopped eating, and then even on the bus, you know, you just have breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning tea, and then there's snacks on board. That's your job, isn't it, Janine? So where do we go?
Some
after
quirky hotels with that, you've got to have a hot beer in some of those true outback hotels.
Yes, we get a beer, you get a raspberry.
Yeah.
That is very true. We stopped. Where did we go from Akarula? Was
Akarula? We went through Maree. To
Maree. Maree, yes. So from Maree as well, the most amazing thing was the Oka flight. Pits. Oh, yes, the Oka Pits.
And then we went on to Farina. And
you missed the most important lunch, though. Don't forget the Prairie Hotel.
Oh, yes, the Feral Feast.
God, you missed the most important.
Yes, Parrot, so two gorges, Brachina Gorge, and we went to Bunyaroo Gorge. And then Parrotchilna at the Prairie Hotel. So we were lucky, we got to taste the Feral Feast.
Yeah.
And so we ate Australia's Gorge. Coat of Arms.
Yeah.
We had camel metwurst, we had kangaroo.
Emu
pate. Emu pate, that's right, and goat's cheese.
It's delicious.
It was really beautiful. And so many different things. We've had,
tomato salsa chutney is just to die for.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. It was bush tomato.
Bush tomato. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And we've had, I had kwandong pie at Blinman.
Yeah.
That was another highlight for me. Well, any food's a highlight for me with this. So, Marie, the flight over Lake Eyre.
Yeah.
This is incredible. So it's amazing that a lake that rarely fills with water can draw people in. As soon as there's mention of water at Lake Eyre, people flock. And Outback Spirits actually got some extra tours, haven't they?
Yeah.
For Lake Eyre.
Yeah, this one goes regardless each year, but the Lake Eyre flights start at another month's time.
Right. Anyone can check that out. But we were lucky to see it on this Outback SA tour.
Yeah,
So we were double lucky.
This tour goes ahead regardless of the condition of the lake.
Yeah.
When there's water, it's obviously bonus, but it's amazing to see even when it's dry.
It was. Half of our flight, it was a two-hour flight, half of it was over the bright white salt lakes.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you see where the water comes in and then you see flocks of pelicans and it really is beautiful to see the contrasts. And then to have Mark...
Yep.
It was actually Doug Spriggs' son was our pilot. He's done hundreds of flights over, and his knowledge of geology and bird life and stuff is incredible.
And you've got a dad like Doug, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You'd have high expectations wouldn't you? But, you know, both absolute, you know, salt of the earth people, really lovely, humble people that have just done so much for South Australia's outback. And their heritage and the wildlife, because Arkaroola is a wildlife sanctuary, isn't it? So, and then we went on to William Creek.
Yeah, we visited quite a few sites up the Oodnadatta Track between Murray and William Creek.
The Oodnadatta Track. Now, look, if you say that, people just go, oh, I'd love to do that. And I'm so glad we've done it.
It was quite rough. But as we saw the graders, they're ready to go. I'd say they're probably working as we speak.
Yeah.
And our next trip through might be completely different. But
you say it's pretty rough. I think it was pretty good. Well, this is a cruisy. It's a cruisy way to do an outback track if you're in one of these.
Yeah, these vehicles buses do soak it up quite nice.
They do. If you were in a
normal car, you would have felt it.
We were bouncing around.
Yeah.
And again, everyone's giggling and laughing, and you know, had a couple of whoa moments, but you know, that was fine. So William Creek is one of those iconic places where it's often the launch pad for flights all over. Because we had already done Lake Eyre, we flew over the Painted Hills.
Yeah.
Again, spoilt rotten. And we had a drink at the William Creek Hotel.
Yeah, it's iconic. You got to do that.
That was amazing. I got a little tiki tour in the Mercedes-Benz of Outback Utes. The door had come off, and so Trevor Wright had... He said, hop in. He said, my door's broken off, but he's got a bit of fencing pipe and welded it on. And it's just how the outback runs, isn't it?
Yeah.
They get a hurdle.
Yeah, it's a good place.
And they just overcome it. And there's so many car wrecks all over the outback. There's always spare parts, isn't there?
There is.
It's been amazing. So
that lies in Anna Creek Station, which is the largest cattle station in the world. So
even that is hard to fathom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we flew for an hour each way and we only just got to the border of the station, crossed over into the neighbour's property right over the Painted Hills, which was spectacular. Another beautiful thing to see in the outback. Gorgeous colours. There's the ochre and then the bright white and yellow and black and, oh, it's gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
What was after William Creek?
After William Creek, we drove across to Cooper Pedy.
That's right. Cooper Pedy I've done before, not quite like this. I've done it off of the GAN. But the tour into Umuna, the underground mining thing, we had a slightly different look, so it was really interesting.
It's a good tour. You get to see modern day, old times and
natural mines. You see how they started.
It's not for everybody. If you're a bit claustrophobic, we have a few people pull out. But
we did have a few people, but they made it halfway down and then they went, no further. Yeah. But I can see why. It can be a bit creepy down there, but I love it.
It is very stable ground, but
that
doesn't seem to That's why some people, they just know.
Yeah, but it's so cool to see how people live out there. So yeah. It's so hot that it made sense, and complete sense. And the temperature
is amazing. I think it's around 22 yeah. all year round. You get to experience that.
So for anyone who hasn't been to Coober Pedy, they live underground. It makes complete sense.
Cause yeah, a large population of them do, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the houses now have a section above ground, and then they'll have all their living quarters
yeah.
under the ground. So they do yep. see sunlight.
It's which easier is, to have all your plumbing upstairs yep. and then just sleep down where it's cooler.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's brilliant. It's a very quirky town, though. Very bizarre in a...
Wild, wild west.
Yeah. It like the comments going round were, oh, my goodness. People were shocked.
Yeah.
And then amazed and then impressed.
Yeah.
That you could make life really livable in such a harsh environment mm-hmm. out there. It's the only way, really, to do it. And it was so interesting to learn about young Will Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Who found, he was only 14, and yeah. he found the opal. And the fact that he was left alone just to be quiet and look after the camels.
Yeah, the campfire.
And the campfire. And then he was the one that found.
He got into trouble first.
He did, yeah.
He got told off first and then come out with the yeah. gold nuggets, and, or the opal, I should say, not gold.
That's right, his dad told him off, and yeah. then he said, well, what did you find,
yeah.
Dad?
Yeah.
I found opal and water.
Yeah. And water.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And then from then we've just been making our way back.
Yeah, today.
Here. Now we're in Port Augusta, spent almost some at time the end. In
Woomera for lunch and had a look at the Heritage Centre.
I've never been to Woomera either, the Rocket Range, yeah. and seeing the history behind the whole thing. We learned about Len Bedell, who yeah. opened up highways in the middle of Australia and set up the Woomera Rocket Range. Yeah. It was such an interesting character.
We've done a few more kilometres than you, though.
Yes, so you guys did Kangaroo Island first. Before you picked half the tour up. That's really interesting. So you spend 3 days there, don't you?
Yeah, 3 nights in Kingsgate.
And where do you go out to Flinders Chase?
Yep. Yeah.
And Seal Bay.
Yeah, we'll do all that one day, and the other day we ocean safaris, safari, and see what marine cruise. Life we can find.
Yeah.
And then we finish off doing a few of the...
Eucalyptus Distillery, Kiss, Kangaroo Island Spirits.
The gin was very popular, I hear.
Yes, yeah, it's good yeah. gin.
And Beehive, we're going to taste some honey.
That's right.
Ligurian bees.
Yep. There's so many good stories out there. So you can do just the Outback, or you can do Kangaroo Island and the Outback.
Great. Total 14 days or 11 from Adelaide.
It's an incredible tour. And
we start off with the Penfolds.
Oh, yes. We start off tasting Penfolds, the home of Grange, if anyone doesn't know that. It's a very sophisticated way to start an Outback tour, but it gets us into spirits of a different kind, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's a great tour out there.
And Paulette's tomorrow. You get to experience a beautiful Paulette's in the Bush Divine restaurant.
And we stop at Clare Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Great way to end it. I just want to finish by talking about you two. So how long have you been? You've been touring for years, haven't you, Darren?
I've been touring for many, many years. Probably
too many to admit to.
Probably over 20, well over 20. I joined Outback Spirit in 2014,
right?
Canning Stock Group. And then we began doing tours as a couple in 2019 over in Western Australia.
Yeah, and now if anybody thinks that your job is easy, they need to come on one of these tours. I think you've got a great job, but it's definitely not easy. You guys don't stop. You're up before everybody else. You'd finish after everybody else, and then you're on the go like little Energizer bunnies the whole time. Darren, you're driving while we're nodding off to sleep in the back, and you are running logistics for everything. It's amazing. You do a really fantastic job.
That's what a driver likes to see, is people falling asleep behind him.
Ah, that's good. Well, that's certainly happening, that's for sure. Do you guys have a favourite tour?
We do love this tour, and we're pretty partial to the Eyre Peninsula tour as well, where it's the seafood spectacular. That's a pretty good tour, and we end up with the whales.
On the Bight?
Yeah.
Or in Fowler's Bay?
At Head of the Bight.
Head of the Bight, they do a flight over the
top. That's a great one.
Yeah.
We always have a bit of a fun with our surname as well.
Yes, your last name's Whale, isn't it? Darren and Janine Whale.
And guaranteed of seeing whales on that tour.
And we love Pilbara. We've done
You've done the Pilbara? Pilbara's,
yeah,
right.
Between Perth and Broome. That's
okay.
That's pretty special, especially the halfway part is Exmouth. It's probably one of our favourite places.
Exmouth is beautiful, the Ningaloo
and
the whale sharks and stuff like that. So so this is a very good point. So you're from South Australia, but you choose to do the SA Outback. Mm. You could do anywhere in the country.
You could.
Yeah. So you have a real affinity, don't you?
SA? I can't wait to hit that road, see the city in the revision mirror and just see nothing.
Until the end of the season. When does your season run from?
This is our first one for the season.
Generally April through
to... So we'll probably go through to, depends... we have finished off with wildflowers a few times, which sort of stretches out a bit later in the year, but we'll probably be working through to the end of October, maybe the...
Yeah.
Okay.
We finished about the 8th of November last year.
And what do you do in your off-season?
Darren does nothing. I do a little bit of nursing, go back to nursing, but, yeah, not much. Hopefully as time goes on, I won't do too much of that.
Right.
Just do this.
That's such a great background, though, because if anything goes wrong
I've used it many times.
I haven't always
That's
done
the washy-washy, the hand gel.
Yeah. Yes, you are our mum on board, aren't you? Even though you're younger than everybody on board.
The last 2 years is the first years where I've done nothing.
He's worked every day of his life, never been out of a job.
Built a new home, so the following year I sort of got that all finished.
Yep.
And then, last year I'd done nothing.
But the hours you work when you do work.
Yeah, it's full on.
You both deserve not to work at all when you go home.
You got to enjoy it. Like, it's a long day by the time you get up and you're still doing things. Like, I did dishes after dinner last night.
Yes.
But you love it. It's a passion. You got to take the good with the bad.
What does your average day look like? You're up at the crack of dawn.
Yep.
We try to get up and ready and make sure everyone's, breakfast. We've got to rely
on. Make sure the brekkie's all good. And
you've opened up the bus. You've told us the night before what's on the plan. And then 9 times out of 10, there'll be a handful of us that go, what time was it again?
That's why I do my little board.
So there's a little board here that says what time dinner is, what time breakfast is.
Yep.
So we're now taking photos because we're learning.
That's the best way to go.
Yep.
It's tricky though when I change it halfway through the day.
That's right. And there's always hurdles that come along. So, there might be little. It might be one of the tour operators not getting back to you, or it might be floods that close roads and you have to go 900 kilometres around.
Yes.
Hasn't happened to us.
Different years, that's worse than others. So far, I think it's forgotten to rain here, but it may come.
Yeah.
And then we'll just tackle it as it...
Nothing's too big a hurdle, is it?
And I get to fly always, like a rock star.
We've always got a contingency plan. So,
So that's the good thing. If something happens along the way that's going to change part of the trip, Outback Spirit just...
They'll endeavour to keep that itinerary going to the best of their ability, for sure.
Or they will make sure that something else happens and then it's up to you guys to make it happen.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
It's been great talking to you.
It's been great having you on tour with us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's been fun.
That's what I like to hear.
A little energiser.
Thank you. Before we go, if somebody wants to check out an Outback Spirit tour, where are they going? What's the website?
Just Google Outback Spirit and it'll come
straight up.
Click the middle button, says tours, it'll come up either a map of Australia.
Yep.
And then you can look at that, or you just scroll up and you'll see all the tours. Yeah. Then click on the state that you're interested in, like say South Australia, and then it will show you the tours that are available.
Gives you all the options.
Yeah.
I highly recommend checking out the SA Outback. It's been incredible, eye opening, such ancient history. Lots of information about Indigenous cultures, and the people on board are from everywhere else except South Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. Except me.
Yeah.
And that really surprised me, but I think once South Australians know about it more, that they would love it on board. It's interesting. We've got a lot of people from Canberra here, New South Wales, Victoria, a couple of Queenslanders, all sorts, and they've loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We always say, come and have a look in our backyard. We'll show you our backyard. Yeah. It's quite a big backyard.
Nice way to end. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Our reporter, Caroline Jasinski, on her experiential journey with Outback Spirit Tours. For more information, head to journeybeyond.com.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.